That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. The year was 1968, and the automotive industry was in a panic mode, looking for a prototype crash dummy that could be used as an average male, large male, and small female. Who did the brilliant minds of American ingenuity turn to?
Yo, police!
Recent historical records have surfaced proving Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone call in 1876 was not his assistant, Mr. Watson, but to...
Yo, police!
Asking him to order Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, fresh from a crash test at Yucca Proving Grounds, your host, Paul Lavoie.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It's Monday, May 11th, 2026. My trusted sidekick is here. That would be Jim Russell.
Yes, indeed it is.
He's guilty of payola today. I'm kidding.
Uh-huh.
What was that you brought in, though? It looked those cans look pretty amazing.
They are. That's just part of the private label beer from Desert Storm.
Whoa, wait a minute. Desert Storm has its own beer now?
Of course.
That's pretty awesome, man. That is
cool. You would expect less from us?
Who would be your mascot? It can't be the Clydesdales. So I'm wondering who you would have for a mascot. Something in Havasu, right? Havasu-based?
No, just a boat.
Okay.
Just a big, big, fast boat. And, you know, we can make the official announcement that the Desert Storm, the Anderson Power Sports and Marine Desert Storm, has been purchased by the IHRA.
Wait, what?
Yes.
You're no longer the owner?
Where Steve Tickner, my partner, and I are no longer the owners of it. We sold it. The deal was finalized on Friday.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It is... great. The IHRA will do wonderful things with what we've built.
That makes you an event flipper.
Yeah.
You took it on for a couple of years, made it a little bigger, a little bit better.
Made it a lot bigger.
And then flipped it, right? Yes. How many years did you own it?
4 years.
Congratulations, by the way. I had no idea it was for sale. You really kept that under wraps.
We didn't publicize that, and the time to sell is when you have a buyer. Especially in the world of events. And the IHRA, this is their first acquisition in the West Coast for their new marine division of events. And we're very proud that they selected Desert Storm.
Is this breaking news or something that that today's News Herald already had?
No, this is breaking news.
Wow.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, you yourself are a part of our building of it. You've had a hand.
So what does that do for DSM events, though? Are you still the event promoter?
No, that will be up to the IHRA. We have no arrangements in place. We have made the offer to discuss with them and to provide services under contract if they need our help. And, you know, and before we owned it and before I owned it the prior time, for the last 20 years, DSM has been a major contractor to the event.
Oh, I remember.
So we've always had a hand in it. So, you know, if they need us, we're here to help.
Right, right. Well, on the phone, not to minimize the news that we have Dr. Nathan Weaver on the show from Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, and thank you very much to Mal, the marketing director. Dr. Weaver, you still there?
I'm here.
I don't know how familiar you are with the Desert Storm event, but I had no idea that Jim was going to bring me this news because he's wearing the shirt, well, the polo, which says, I'm an executive person with this event, and that's why. He's got an IHRA patch on the sleeve, and that night he was telling people, make sure you wear your IHRA official shirt. So anyway, Nathan Weaver is with us. And tell me about yourself. Where did you come from? How did you make your way to Bullhead City?
So it's kind of an interesting story because I've actually already lived in Bullhead for several years. I grew up in southern Utah, Cedar City. Went to university there, went to medical school back in Pennsylvania, went to residency the same place, just kind of north of Pittsburgh in the Erie area. Mm-hmm. And then when my wife and I were finishing, we wanted to get closer to family, and this job opened up. We interviewed, and we liked it, and we're like, let's do it. Never really planning on it being a long-term thing. We just figured, well, let's get out there and, see what it's like. So that was in 2019. Now, last year, I actually had the opportunity to go up to where I grew up to join a private practice.
Oh, boy.
Seemed like a great opportunity. We actually moved back up there fall this last year. And got up there with a private practice, and it just didn't quite end up being what it was portrayed as. Mm-hmm. It's something, private practice is kind of a different world. I'd have to buy into a building and a practice, and it wasn't a right fit. My wife and family, we all loved it here, so we're like, I don't know if this is worth staying. So we decided to come back, and now we're planning on just being here forever. So
very cool.
Jim, I think he needs some mental health sessions to choose from Cedar City and Bullhead City. I'm like, wow. Or Lake Havasu, even this whole area. I love that area. I vacation up there, Bryan Head, Panguitch Lake. It's wonderful up there. But
it's
you're here.
Beautiful area, no doubt. Yeah.
You're an orthopedic surgeon.
Correct.
And we were talking about arthritis and knee pain, and there's elbow pain and carpal tunnel. And is there a magic cure? We were talking about this procedure that I saw. I think it was on social media. May have been just the internet. It was like some type of arterial something to improve blood flow in the knees. And you didn't really warn me against that, but said just be careful about the miracle cure for arthritis, right?
Oh yeah, 100%. So far and away, the best thing that somebody can do for their joint pain is to stay active, right? Exercise, stretch. That's by far and away the best thing. Now it's well known though that as we age and our health deteriorates, blood flow is one of those areas that commonly, gets worse. Uh-huh. And with poor blood flow, you're not getting the necessary oxygen that you need to get to your joints, to your muscles, that helps to minimize pain. And then on the opposite side, you're not able to get rid of the toxins that your body releases with just regular activity. If you have like poor circulation, blood pooling, swelling in the legs. So improving your blood supply will for sure help. It's not going to cure arthritis, and it probably is the better conversation it would be in is just maintaining your overall body health, right? If you're to the point in life where you have really poor blood flow, the boat probably kind of already sailed in a way, meaning maybe you haven't been taking care of yourself as good as you should have, for the previous 10, 15 years or it helps, but it's definitely not a cure.
Does that mean once the arthritis pain sets in, you're looking at automatically a knee replacement then?
No, because arthritis comes in varying degrees. And I've seen people with severe arthritis that don't have a whole lot of pain. So just because you have arthritis doesn't necessarily mean you need a knee replacement. But once you get arthritis, it's kind of there to stay. And best thing, again, is exercise to help try to strengthen the cartilage and hopefully prevent it from getting from progressing and getting worse.
Okay.
Well, Doctor, you were saying that the exercise being the best thing that one can do, does the exercise itself serve to increase the blood flow? Is that part of the exercise and benefit? So it's not a a plumbing limitation that we have. It's just a lack of use.
Well, I mean, you can definitely have a plumbing limitation, right? Like, there's something called venous reflux disease, and that's where, you see people with varicose veins, and sometimes you don't even see it, but it's like there's a one-way valve in the veins in our legs,
mm-hmm.
and so as your muscles pump, it pushes the blood up through that valve system, but as we age, those valves can get leaky and cause the blood to pool. So that is a plumbing issue. Exercise can help to mitigate that, to try to keep pumping that blood through the system. So it's not like exercise is going to, fix all of those problems, but it definitely helps.
I heard somewhere where the joints, especially the knees, the elbows and that, have a life expectancy. It's almost like their mileage. Once you reach a certain mileage, you can depend on them going out. What's the truth in that? Is there really a life expectancy on your cartilage?
So, not really, to be honest.
Okay.
And the reason why I say not really is because it's different for everybody. Some of it, you can have, your best friend, and maybe you play soccer together, you get older, you play pickleball together, you go swimming, boating, whatever. You might do this similar stuff, and one gets bad arthritis and one doesn't. And a lot of that just plays into our genetics, or if you had some kind of an injury or something. So each individual probably does have a lifespan, but it's impossible to know what that lifespan is. So I would never tell a patient, you're 45, you've got 10 more years, and then we're going to have to replace your knees. Because it's just, only time will tell what those knees are going to do during that 10 years.
The really depressing thought, doctor, is that Aaron Rodgers is 42 or 43, whatever. I've got 20 years on him. Right? He's 20 years younger than me, and he can run circles around me, and he's Aaron Rodgers? what I mean? That's depressing to me.
What's also depressing is that I'm a Steelers fan, and we're still waiting to know what Aaron Rodgers is going to do.
I heard that. That's funny. I think it's because he might be negotiating with Arizona. But anyway.
I heard that, yeah.
You have a Master of Science in Medical Education. You said, did that come from Erie, PA?
Yeah. So that's something that I did during my residency. The program where I was very, very big into education and kind of giving back to the profession through, training like the future generation of students. So here, I probably definitely am not going to utilize it to the extent that, I could, just because we don't have we're not a training facility. We don't have a medical school around. There aren't residents coming through. I have had a couple students, occasionally that will come through. But where I think it benefits me the most is just I had a certain level of training on how to communicate things to people.
Uh-huh.
And so I think it helps to be able to help patients to understand, what it is that's going on with their body, what those treatments are, in a way that they don't feel overwhelmed from, all the medical jargon and the stress of just, decisions with health issues.
Right.
And improves your bedside manner.
I like to think it probably does.
Doctor, once a patient comes in, has cortisone shots, let's say, Did they develop a tolerance to that? I know the body eventually absorbs that cortisone and the pain comes back and they get another shot. But is there a tolerance that happens there?
Yeah, what's hard to say though is it a true tolerance? A true tolerance, most people think about probably like pain medications or something.
Uh-huh.
Is you take one for long enough and then you need more of it to be able to make it work. With cortisone, probably more so what it is the fact that you're using the cortisone because you've got some issue, you know, whether that be arthritis or a degenerative tendon issue, and as time goes on, that worsens, making the cortisone less effective. So I don't think it's an actual true tolerance. I just think it's like, oh, you're, the joint's bad enough now. You've been doing this for 10 years. It's just, it's too much for it to actually help it, right?
Right. Okay, well, can you tell me what famous band came out of Erie, PA, doctor?
yes. Oh, my gosh.
it's a fictitious band, by the way.
Oh, it's a fictitious band. Well, yes. I'm not going to know that. Train, the band Train, so just so you know, the band Train, the lead singer is from Erie, Pennsylvania.
Really?
I thought that's what you were
going
to go for.
What? No, I'm going for the Wonders. You remember that thing you do?
Yes, that was, seriously, I haven't watched that forever. I didn't know that.
That thing you do, I'm going to play right now, going to break, because I thought of Erie, PA, and yes, great movie, one of my favorites, by the way. All those songs were written by Tom Hanks and another gentleman, by the way, if you didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. That's amazing.
Yeah, Dr. Nathan Weaver, our guest. He's a Nathan Weaver D.O., Doctor of Osteopathy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that when we come back. We've addressed it with other doctors before, but what a D.O. is. And then I want to get into this phenomenon that I have lately called trigger finger.
Oh.
You know what that is?
No.
I know the doctor knows what that is, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Back with more in a moment. 928-854-5687. Better yet, you can text us because the doctor is on the phone, 928-727-5566. This is Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie along with Jim Russell. We'll be right back in about 2.5 minutes. Stay with us. Like your music, Jim. It's pretty 50s, huh?
Yeah, it could be.
Just think that's all fictitious. It's a fictitious movie about a fictitious... No, it's not. It's a real movie about a fictitious band with fictitious songs going on a fictitious tour, and they're the one-hit wonders.
That's very cool.
That's what it's all about. Someone's trying to get my attention while I'm going to read. I don't know what she's doing standing there. I feel like I'm being stalked by my production assistant. What's up? Oh, just leave me a note. Oh, that's what you need? There you go. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative. Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. TWN Fiber Internet by Salmon's Air Conditioning. A&B Propane, and of course, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. And you'll get the board operator stylings of Marissa June tomorrow morning on Common Ground.
Wow.
That's at 9 a.m. Right here on KNTR Talk, 106.75 and 3, the voice of the free. And they already have a topic for tomorrow, too.
And what might that be?
Sanctuary cities. Oh, yeah. So we'll have a pro, we'll have a con, and we'll have a meeting in the meeting of the minds in the middle somewhere, getting common ground. And back on the phone, we have Dr. Nathan Weaver, D.O., and I wanted to explain to people, or have you explain, Doctor, what is a D.O. as opposed to an M.D.?
Yeah, good question. So, obviously, a lot of people have no clue that there even is such a thing, right? The large majority of physician medical providers in the U.S. train at what we call allopathic medical schools, which is, you know, an MD program. And then there's a lesser extent of osteopathic programs, which is on the rise. I think for many years there hadn't been new MD programs, and due to the shortage, these osteopathic programs came up. But it originates back to, like, the post-Civil War era. And this was back when medicine was all done through apprenticeships, right? You meet your local doctor, and then you just follow them around and learn how to do everything the way you go. And that eventually it ended up morphing into actual programs, like, you know, like everything. But so what an osteopathic physician is, in a lot of ways, there really isn't a huge difference in the practice of what we do on a day to day, especially as an orthopedic surgeon. Now, primary care, there are some differences, but what it is I would say it's more of a philosophy. Okay. Mm-hmm. In my training, we were very much taught on the fact that there is a melding of the mind, body, and spirit of an individual. And so we had classes on essentially trying to help not just focus on, you know, what does your blood work show or what enzymes are off in these blood work, but looking at the whole body, the whole individual, and trying to create wellness in that manner. So that's the big distinction. And in orthopedic surgery, I think it has helped because I'm not just focused on trying to operate on somebody. I do believe that the best treatment is whatever treatment can help you to avoid surgery. But in my surgical practice, there's not like a difference in how we actually treat it. So if you go to a primary care provider that's a DO, some of them will even do what they call manipulative medicine, which is where they essentially do different types of procedures to help increase blood flow and to help with muscle strength. And they do some maneuvers, kind of like physical therapists would or chiropractors and stuff like that. So that's the main thing. It's more of this philosophy where people sometimes get jaded by Western medicine, uh-huh, and you know that it's maybe too rigid, and osteopathic medicine is meant to try to kind of bridge that gap a little bit, help people feel a little more comfortable with it.
Okay.
Wow. Well, doctor, you're certainly making very good use of your medical educating credentials. I've learned two things today, and I thought I knew everything in the world.
You want to learn a third?
Yes.
How do I get rid of trigger finger? I'm not the only person that has this because I've talked to several people.
Oh, it's annoying. So, yeah, usually once you get it, you start finding people that are like, oh, yeah, I had that, or my friend, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So basically what it is all of our fingers are controlled by tendons, right?
Mm-hmm.
And our flexor tendons, they pass through a series of tunnels that we call pulleys. Okay, just like a pole you pull a rope through.
Sure.
And for whatever reason, sometimes that tendon can get inflamed and can get thicker than it's supposed to be. And so it becomes tight trying to go through that pulley. And if it gets bad enough, then what happens is all of a sudden it'll get stuck or it'll click. And essentially that's if you would imagine tying a knot in a rope and trying to pull it through a pulley, that's what's happening. You're kind of pulling that knot through the pulley, and it gets stuck, and then you got to force that knot back through. So sometimes it goes away on its own. What I would say is at this stage, a couple simple things that you can do. One is to, like, maybe tape that finger to the finger next to it at nighttime.
Oh.
Or you can buy a finger splint, just something that helps keep the finger from bending at night. What that does, some people will wake up in the night with it locked, and which can be really painful, but what it does is it helps that tendon to rest, because when we're sleeping, our fingers are moving, and so the tendon never really gets rest. So it helps it to rest, which can help that tendon to kind of shrink a little bit. And then I would buy some Voltaren gel, like an anti-inflammatory cream.
Uh-huh.
You can get it over the counter.
You know, I have that on my desk. That's a great suggestion.
Okay, you've got, so, yeah, start to use that a few times a day. Just massage it into that sore spot on your palm where it gets stuck.
Uh-huh.
You could do, like, oral anti-inflammatories if it was really bad, but that's not something I would usually say to do a lot of. So those are the main things that you can do to try to see if you can get it to calm down and go away on its own.
How about
now,
that?
Okay. I would, yeah, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. if it doesn't work, then sometimes we'll do cortisone shots.
Ooh.
Cortisone shots work about 50 to 60% of the time. And then if it's not working still bad, then sometimes we do surgery on it.
This sounds funny, Jim. I don't mind the shot in the knee. In the hand, I don't think so. Not in the magic hands, right? Doctor, you have been a wealth of information.
Yes.
We really appreciate you being on Speak Out today.
Yeah. No, happy to be on.
All right. We're going to take our next break. We've got Ashley Wood on deck. She is from River City United Way. And Marissa handed me a note. I'm trying to get the music to cue up here. There we go. From your era, by the way.
Yes.
But the where did he come from? Pacoima?
Pacoima.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be Richie Valens. Uh-huh. And on this date in music history, the late, great Richie Valens got his Hollywood star on the Walk of Fame in 1970. How about that? Mm. All right. Doctor, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate you.
You bet.
We appreciate
you bet. Anytime.
We appreciate Western Arizona Regional Medical Center as a sponsor.
Yes.
And with that.
And as an educator.
And there you go. Community educators, right? Does that ring a bell for you, Ashley, or what?
You know it.
All right, stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. So now I'm told, Brother Jim, that it was 1990 that Richie Valens got his star on the Walk of Fame.
Oh, it could be.
I just couldn't read her handwriting.
Yeah.
That's no big surprise there.
Well, it's kind of a little surprising that it was that late.
You know, there's a lot to that, though, the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
You almost have to lobby for that.
Yeah, it's pseudo-commercial.
It's very, very commercial. And I think the Chamber of Commerce there has something to do with it, if I remember right. There's a lot of people who don't have a star on the Walk of Fame, and you're like, why? It's because they don't care.
Yeah.
And it's not bestowed upon you. You have to lobby for it.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Pretty much buy it.
And I want to get the story behind you and Richie Valens and the connection between Jim Russell and Richie. I never get tired of that story. But just hold that thought, okay?
Okay.
Speak Out brought to you in part by Springberg Wealth Management, also by The Chair, Laughlin Ranch, Mojave College, Shooters Outpost, Solar Powered by Esme Electric, Doritos Place, and Legacy Rehab and Care. And by the way, folks, we have VIP tickets right in front of me for Slider Safari coming up Friday.
Yes.
And we're going to get the scoop on Slider Safari. Tell everybody the connection between your car club and Richie Valens.
Well, I had the good fortune to grow up in the real car culture era in Southern California, in Pasadena.
Right.
In particular, on Colorado Boulevard. Richie Valens belonged to a car club in Pacoima, which was a nearby city, and didn't know him personally, but knew his club and things. And the car club he belonged to was called the Innocents of the Valley. And those who were crazy and as old as I may remember another artist from that period was Kathy Young, and her band was called the Innocents. Kathy Young and the Innocents played along with these guys in that era. But Richie Valens used to be very active in his car club, and in that era, we'd end up at somebody's house and play records on the stereo. And Richie used to get drunk and sit on the stereo and strum and sing. And then he went on to become famous.
It's Kathy Young and the Innocents.
There
right
you
there.
Go. 1,000 stars.
Is that crazy?
See?
You can get anything on Spotify right there.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Let's give it a second.
Amazing.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, and Kathy Young, I didn't know her personally, but she was one of that group of the Innocents Car Club.
Huh. Is that on your Run to the Sun soundtrack right there? you always had the music going at the event.
Yes.
I would hope so.
For the ambiance. Yeah, nice. Yeah, that is.
That's pretty cool.
My specialty for that is one-hit wonders. Mm. And Kathy Young was a one-hit wonder.
There you go. Well, so someone who's not a one-hit wonder has done several events that are big hits, right? CEO Ashley Wood, River Cities United Way. And we've got Slider Safari tickets here, folks. So if you want, I want to split these because they're $25 each.
Yeah.
And I've got two of them. And then I guess I've got a bunch of general admission passes as well.
Yes, I did. I put 20 tickets up on your front counter.
Whoa.
Of the general admission tickets, because that way then people can get in to the door and they don't have to worry about, you know, it's $5 for general admission for guests. But as KNTR has been an amazing supporter of River Cities United Way, and mm-hmm. thank you so much for helping us with those commercials. We want to make sure that we spread the word back out into the community and support, you know, those who support us. So, what better way than to bring the tickets here? And I know that we have a lot of people that come through KNTR's office. So we just figured at this point, if they're missing us because we're out and about trying to lock in all the final details this week, then we wanted to make sure they had another spot to pick some up. So we do have 25 up there. Those I'm not charging for those.
No.
Not 25. We have 20 up there.
20, right.
For $5 each at the door, though, for general admission. And for those tickets that I had said, we should give these away. Those ones that I provided, those are adult tickets. Those include 3 sliders and 2 sides. So those aren't general admission. Those are the all-inclusive. And that will get them into the event as well. When they walk in, they'll be able to get greeted. Everybody's going to be wristbanded because in order for you to be able to access anything outside or go to the other exterior bathrooms, once people get into the event, because it is a fenced-off event that we're having at Lenabridge Beach,
okay,
that will allow for them to go in and check out the 2 food vendors that we have participating, which are True Eats and Sweet Breeze Crepes. And the menu right now has a total of 8 sliders on it, varying from we've got gluten-free, vegan, we've got pulled pork, short ribs, chicken, BLT, you name it. There's something for everybody.
If I'm going to an event, like a food event, can I just let the gluten slide for a day? I mean, come on, man.
Very, very appropriate at the slider event.
Oh, yeah.
Let it slide for a day.
Exactly.
Paul, what you can do is give away a pair of tickets, but one for the VIP and one just regular entry.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
That way they can bring along a friend guest who can watch them eat.
I think I'll do that.
But you know what? You know what's even the best part about these tickets? So when I say it's all-inclusive, that's the one thing we reminded. We have 2 food vendors. When you get there, I just told you, there's going to be a total of 8 sliders there. That ticket only includes 3 sliders. So how do I know that I want 2 from this one or 1 from the other or all in the other way? So that's the one thing that you're going to, when you get there, you'll receive tickets to be able to redeem with the vendors. And you can also purchase additional at the event. So you don't have to purchase them right then when you get checked in. You change your mind. You're hanging out for a couple hours. You're suddenly really, really hungry, and you want to, you know, that food over there with – it's always me. I'm always looking at everybody's plates on the table next to me. And so that way then, you know, they'll be able to access it throughout the entire event. We do have silent auction items and a 50-50 raffle that we'll be doing as well.
Ooh, where did those items come from?
Oh, the silent auction?
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot of different ones. I mean, oh, goodness. Let's see here. There's a snowboard. We're going to have a guitar. I know snowboard in the summer, but you got to be ready for the season.
It's too bad you can't make it a snowboard and a paddleboard, right?
That would be great.
Yeah, wouldn't it? That might be a $1 million idea for you right there.
It'd be like, that's seeing it's still sliding. You're still sliding somewhere. It's all concepts, you know?
Yes, exactly.
But we have fragrance bags. Basket. Dillard's just donated. That one's valued at over $250. We have some, pampering packages. I know I just got a haircut that was donated. And we have, food gift baskets, kitchenware. I mean, there's all sorts of things. I'm looking at these baskets and I'm just trying to keep up, and I'm so excited. Artwork, that has been, you know, local artists that have donated. There's literally something for everybody, whether it's to win, to just do the activities, the agencies that we have coming. We're at a total of, I think it's 8 agencies now, because we just allowed for one more, because space permitting, you know, that are just coming to share their resources, but also advocate about what the activities are to, you know, work together where United is away. So each of them are going to have a children's activity on their table, as well as resources for their local organizations and information for the families that come to participate. And these organizations are ranging from, we've got Special Olympics, Child and Family Resources. We have the DES, just a vocational rehabilitation, just signed up. That was our newest one. We do have Havasu Community Health Foundation, My Kid, and then Geo Group donated custom-designed, let's see here, photo booth station that the little kids will be able to take. Nice. It's got cutouts, and we're putting together an additional one for a little bit taller and varying, so it ties into the tagline. But there's just a little bit of something for everybody. And with that, at the event, Jillian has agreed over from Nomadic to be our MC for the event.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so
the
much.
The other Jillian.
Yeah, the other Jillian. And well, actually, you know what? Both Jillians, I've been talking to both of them. So Jillian from Riverscene will also be stopping by.
Okay.
So, you know, we've got, you know, reached out to the papers, invited the media, you know, just to really capture what the impacts are, because Hamis Lauren, who does our marketing and digital representation, had made these amazing posters, vision boards for us, capturing some of our actual images from our programs and the impacts that we've done over the last year, but also what we anticipate to work on in this coming year, because it's not just about having fun and getting together. We don't want to lose the momentum and the information that we're sharing with the community. So there will be breakouts during the event where we'll be doing some announcements and, you know, thanking people like our businesses, like our sponsors. That would be like Foothills Bank, Dot Foods, and then also Unisource had come graciously together to even kick this event off to make it possible for us to start it. So, you know, we do thank everybody for getting involved, the sponsors, the vendors. The Wave JTED is coming to help out with the food line to keep the food going, you know, quickly and keep everybody fed and happy. We've got Hayak coming to do soda and water sales, you know, and they'll be able, I think one of the students is also going to be our burger mascot.
Nice.
So you're going to see everybody there.
They're going to be
everybody.
On tomorrow.
Oh, they're coming in tonight.
Yeah.
Perfect. I love it.
Yeah, we've got Allie coming in with their advisor with the
yes.
city, and she's going to bring a couple of the HIAC students in.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's Havasu Youth Advisory Council, folks.
Yes.
Just so you know, we almost broke the rule for
acronym
rule. Yeah, the 15-yard penalty. Exactly. Jim, you have a question?
No.
Oh.
He's like, Ashley never stops talking.
No, it was great. In fact, I was thinking, oh, let's go to break. We know everything.
Yeah.
Except that this is the inaugural event.
And where is it? So this is going to be at London Bridge Beach.
Right.
And that is located at, 1340 McCulloch Boulevard, North Lake Havasu Avenue. And that's going to be Friday, May 15th, this Friday, which is National Slider Day, from 4 to 8 p.m. So please do come and join us. It is no outside food and beverage once you get into the event. But like I said, we will have lots of food and beverages to choose from.
I always tell people, go across the bridge and make a left at Javelina.
Yeah, that's exactly what I've been telling everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and it's amazing to me. I was born and raised here, and I can talk to other people who were also born and raised here, and I say London Bridge Beach, and based off of the time frame that you got here or you paid attention and got into that, is it State Beach? Is it on the island? Is it? And it depends on
very
which
true.
Landmark you remember.
Right. Yeah, just turn into that parking lot and keep going through that parking lot.
And past the dog park.
Yeah, well, very good. And you'll see the stage.
Yep.
Who's going to be on that stage?
So we've got Chucky Bumps and the Crocodile that will be performing, and Unisource is coming to do an energy demonstration at 6 p.m.
What?
So I booked them, and yes, they're going to show. It's very, very neat. In fact, we're having to block off a lot of space in the parking to make sure, just for safety purposes, but it's something that everybody will be able to watch, and it is. I've seen it once at a campaign presentation, and, you know, watching how it is, you don't anticipate that
the
energy
voltage.
can truly do to somebody. Yeah. It kind of takes your breath away, because you're, like, sitting there, and you're thinking, it's not so bad. Or you see those balloons on, and trust me, I had a Mylar balloon stuck to line behind my house for a while. And but you know, it's a huge safety concern, and you don't realize how it can be such a conductor.
There was a brush fire recently that was blamed on a Mylar balloon.
Really?
By the way, yeah, it's not a good thing when they get tangled in those lines, folks. So.
Yeah.
Or there's also power outages, several of them. Mm-hmm. So I know at Mojave Electric, they always warn people against that, and of course Unisource as well. I would want to see that demonstration at night.
Oh, well, and I would say sunset is scheduled for about 7:30, they said. So I figured that'd be good because we don't want to, you know, the sun beating in your eyes. But yes, you want to be able to see. And, I'm not going to give away all their secrets. I've seen it. And I was like, you got to come and check it out.
Right. So what time does the band start?
So when we open the doors at 4, we'll just have welcomes and introductions, and I would say anticipate that for about 4:30 at the latest, to give us a little bit of an introduction, and then they will have a few sets throughout. Okay. So it'll be, you know, smaller just to allow for us to, you know, introduce our agencies midway through, because we know at 4 p.m., not everybody is necessarily off work yet, and we want to make sure we get the chance to spread the word throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that I cut Marissa June loose at the right time. She's not late for that gig. Because our own Marissa June is in Chucky Bumps and the Crocodiles.
She's been awesome.
She's not one of the Crocodiles, though.
She's not one of the Crocodiles?
I don't think so. I think the Crocodiles is the horn section and all that they bring down, you know?
Okay.
I'm pretty sure Chuck's going to have the full set of horns and everything. Right? Am I wrong, Marissa?
No.
Are you an honorary Crocodile? She's a croquette.
Well, I'm not even going to repeat that because I mess my words up, and I think I might say the wrong thing.
That's funny. Did you have anything else you wanted to get to?
Oh, man. I want to say I could go on forever. I just want to say thank you again to the 10 volunteers that helped us out for VITA. We just wrapped that up in April, and with over 900 hours of time volunteered, you guys are amazing, and we truly do appreciate everything. And thank you for the community just coming together for the campaigns. If anybody listening to this has a raffle item, or I'm sorry, silent auction item is the term, silent auction item you'd like to donate to Sledder Safari and just get connected with River Cities United Way, please contact me, Ashley at rcuw.org or 928-855-6333.
You hear that Led Zeppelin going on right there?
I do.
They actually played that.
Yeah.
Chucky Bumps in the Crocodiles. That's what I'm told. I got a few songs on the list, and I thought, which one's her favorite? Probably something that Jimmy Page is on, right?
I just love Let Me Dance and Let My Hair Out.
I love this song, too. All right, Ashley Wood, again, the CEO at River Cities United Way. Slider Safari this Friday, 4 to 8 p.m.
Yes.
London Bridge Beach, and the stage will be in use, and it's a cordoned off event, fenced off.
Yep.
You guys are going to have fun.
Oh, we are going to have
so much
fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. All right. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
I thank you.
I love
everybody.
The shirt.
Oh, you know what? We've got to live united.
That's right. Stay with us all. We'll be back on Speak Out. I've got some dates that our city council and mayoral candidates are going to be on. Pretty cool, right?
Very nice.
Yeah, you want to hear that.
We've got a lot of things happening soon.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out.
Just in the darkest depths of Mordor, I met a girl so fair. But Gollum and the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. We got about 2.5 minutes.
Wow, a long time.
Oh, I made it do that on purpose. So this Wednesday, Kimberly Zanin will be on the show, and she's one of those confirmed candidates or qualified candidates for city council. On Friday, we've got Catherine Haley. She's a state treasurer candidate. River Dave, a week from today.
Oh,
yeah, that'll be excellent. River Dave coming into the studio. The Catherine Haley is recorded, by the way. Grace Hecht is going to join us. She's running for Legislative District 30 State Representative. That's on the 19th of May. Sam Scarmato, City Council candidate. And that'll be on May 21st. Also, let's see, who's also there? Neil Tinsley is also on May 21st. And then we've got Cal Sheehy on the 26th. Mayor Cal Sheehy. And that's on a Tuesday. We've also got the write-in candidate who is going to be on. That is, I've got to get that name. Hold on a second, Jim. Okay. And then you've got Leo Biasucci on May 29th. Taylor Harrison also on, let's see, the 27th. And you've got David Rose on the 27th as well.
What a busy schedule.
Man, tell me about it. Oh. I started filling it in on my whiteboard at home. I'm like, holy cow. John Grappentine, he is the write-in candidate for mayor, is on the 22nd of May. So it's going to be busy, and I've still got one more date I can clear, and that's on a Thursday. So we'll try to get two more candidates on that date as well.
Mercy.
Yep. Sean Hannity coming up next, and tomorrow we'll have City Manager Jess Knutson and the Hayek kids, like I was saying.
Yes.
Not kids, but students.
Uh-huh.
Right? With Allie from the city. All right, Hannity's up next.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.